Remarks of the President, Hamilton, Ohio, 31 October 1952.
Thank you very much. I thank you most sincerely for this wonderful welcome. I remember the wonderful reception you gave me when I was here 4 years ago. I remember the way you voted on election day. I like him too, but I like young people to be courteous, and that's just the cheapest thing in the world, and you'll gain a lot more by it. I remember the way you voted on election day, and I appreciate it. I want you to do even better for the man that's heading the Democratic ticket this year. That's Adlai Stevenson. I have been delighted with the way people all over the country have been turning out to listen to my speeches on these campaign trips during the past month. It shows that the people are interested in learning about the issues in this election. And I've been doing everything in my power to see that they get the facts. I've been making this special effort because I consider this election about the most important one for the people of this nation since the Civil War. Make no mistake about it. The decisions you make next Tuesday will determine whether or not this country will continue on the road to lasting prosperity and world peace. For 20 years now, our people have counted upon the Democratic Party to work for these conditions, and we have not let the people down. We've developed sound policies of Social Security, full employment for the working man. We have developed agricultural programs to assure the farmer a fair share of the national income for his efforts. We've never once lost sight of the special problems of the small businessman and the housewife. As a result, our country enjoys a prosperity it never knew before in its history. We have developed the foreign policy programs which today unify the free nations of the world in their determined stand against Soviet aggression. I hope all the civilization in the world is for peace, and it rests upon our leadership. In this election, the Republican Party is asking the people of this country to turn over to them the responsibility for leadership in the 4 years ahead of us. By his V2 statements of the past few days, the Republican candidate for president has been trying to make you believe his party will carry out the Democratic programs that have brought such great returns to this country. But this year, as always, the Republican campaign and the Republican Party are controlled by the same old guard reactionaries who have opposed every program of the New Deal and the Fair Deal for the past 20 years. We will have much to regret if the Republican Party is given the opportunity to undermine the social and economic advances we have made since 1932. But it will be an even greater tragedy if they are given a chance to tear apart the work we have done for world peace. The great threat to the free world today is Soviet expansion. No responsible person denies this. And our international programs have been directed toward meeting that threat without bringing on a third world war. That means we have to build up our military strength and the strength of our allies. That means we must rely on international cooperation so all free nations can stand together in opposing communist aggression. But the vast majority of the Republicans in Congress just don't seem to see things that way. They never learn a lesson. They vote time and again to cripple every program that has meant so much to the free world today. If they had their way, we would be standing alone in our opposition to the Russians. Instead of fighting in Korea, we might be fighting in Ohio. I don't believe the voters of this country are going to let these reactionary Republicans get a chance to wreck all we have done in the past 20 years. I know they won't let this happen. if they just inform themselves on the record of the Republican opposition to everything that has been good for all the people of this country. So study the record. That's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to use your head, to do a little thinking, and then vote in your own interest and be sure that your friends vote in your interest. If you do that, you will send Tom Talbot to Congress. Mike DeSalle will be your new senator from Ohio. Frank Lausche will remain in the governor's chair, and we will have 4 years of good government under the leadership of Adlai Stevenson of Illinois.